Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You guys, yesterday it was the craziest thing on the planet. My son and I took his truck back to his university, which is in California. And so we drove it all the way from Colorado to California. And it was crazy because then I took off from an airport yesterday and we had an aborted takeoff. I've never had that in my life.
That's terrible.
We were going full speed and all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang. And you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I thought for sure like somebody had sabotaged our plane.
Oh.
And it was three big bangs and then the pilot just slammed on the brakes.
I'd poop my pants.
Oh my God. I was just shaking. I was trying not to cry.
I hear you.
I was just happy that we aborted the flight.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So
that's never happened to me, but
me
I would
either.
Freak out, man, because you're screaming down the runway and then...
Yeah, I know.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I prefer no cameras today. I'm a little stressed out.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Man, taking one of those road trips, though, and I don't know, you and I have not talked about it off the air, but that's one of those things you're going to look back on one day.
Yeah, it was super
and
fun.
It's such a memory maker. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that me and my kid took the truck to California, I think that's so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff that happened. There was a lot.
I got to do that with one of my kids going back to California and drove out there with him, and it was just so cool. It was just so, it's a long trip, and you're right, it can get boring, but it's still very cool.
Well, yeah, because it's 20 hours.
Yeah.
Driving. Oh my God. And man, Bakersfield, that's got a weird smell. It smells like actual sewage.
Yeah.
Human sewage, not pigs, not cows. But human sewage. And you know, the rumor is that Bakersfield has to take LA's sludge.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, they do. Yeah, I do remember
that's,
that.
That's part of the rule?
Yeah.
They're like the septic tank of California?
And it...
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the fact that leaving Colorado, going to California like I did, or you going out to Bakersfield, California like you did, you always get to stop in Vegas. I love that part of it. The Vegas part of it. Fabulous.
Except for they're holding my money hostage. So mad. So my,
you got to have a driver's license again.
Yeah. They're
Jamie
holding,
won.
I won, right? So I hit $2,400, and that was fantastic. What?
I got an idea.
What?
Let me pick it up for you. I'm going out there in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going out to the Sphere to see the Eagles in 2 weeks, okay? That's over that, we get the Martin Luther King holiday off, right?
Okay.
So that Monday I'll come back. But let me pick up your $1,200 for you. I'll take good care of it. I might put it down on a game or two, but whatever I win, I'll share with you.
I threw a fit. I got a paper driver's license on the 26th of December from the DMV. They give you a paper one. And I hit and I won and I gave the lady my paper driver's license and she wouldn't accept it. And so they're holding my money hostage until I send them an email copy of my real driver's license.
You know, what a crazy world we live in when you can actually get on an airplane and fly.
That's what I told them.
Yeah.
No, I threw a fit. And the guy's like, it's a federal issue. And I go, a federal issue? Have you heard of the FAA?
Yeah. and if you have like another form of like something with your picture on it, it should count.
Exactly. And but, I'm not only that, but I have a Players Club card. I'm in the system.
Which is wrong here. The casino, because they won't release your money, or the airlines that allowed you to fly.
Right. And that's what I told the Wynn. I was at the Wynn. And I go, and you guys let me have a hotel with this piece of paper?
Yeah, I'm more terrified about the airlines. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you got this backup piece of paper. They allowed you to fly, when the casino won't even pay you.
No, they won't.
That's kind of weird to me.
What did I say? It says, whatever. What was the hold on it? I showed you guys the picture because I took a picture of it. It's like honorary hold of my money or something.
Honorary.
Like gets, you know, they're still good for it. Sure they are. Bastards. So mad at them. Oh, wait. What's it called? It's called safekeeping deposit. That's what it's called.
It's safekeeping deposit.
Yeah. So, yeah. When I go,
they're keeping it safe for you. Yeah.
I was like, what a scam.
Not only that, $1,200.
It won't break them.
It's nothing. The win?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
They kick that kind of money to the curb and flush it.
Yeah.
You know, $1,200 is nothing to the win.
I was at the Encore Towers, which is the shishi poo poo side.
Yeah.
It's like all crazy. That button, there's one button that you can go to the very tip top of the Encore Towers, and you have to have a minimum of $500,000 to bet.
Wow.
And I saw a guy push the button and I was like, hey, you single?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, you just hang out at the elevator, right?
Yeah, right?
That's a good move. I might do that when I go out there. Okay. I might just hang out at the elevator looking for some 80-year-old lady that I can hook up with.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Got some money.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.